Welcome. Welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
So what is the name of your characters that you draw? They are gender specific?
Not intentionally. I mean, I just call him my little dude, honestly. I don't have a name for him. And it is mostly supposed to be like a non-gender specific, but then I have over time, like sometimes put like identifying, like, you know, if it's a girl or if I'm drawing myself, I've drawn myself in some, like, you know, put a ponytail on or... Yeah, I've done like bow ties on a guy, you know, little mustache, like that kind of thing. But generally it's supposed to be, it could be anyone's kind of thing. But yeah, my little dude. Oh yeah, did you have a favorite one? Did you have like an illustration that you like?
Yeah, I did. Greets you with, but slightly aggro. Hits you in the face with, and then the little dude is standing in front of a microphone. Yeah, tell me that one.
Yes, it's kind of like if somebody was doing improv. I think I start with the term, right? Hits you in the face of. I'm like, what's a relatable scenario where that might happen? Not literally, but, you know, like in a cartoon, like you think of somebody going up on a theater stage and they're bombing, they're getting tomatoes thrown at them, that kind of thing. And that's where that idea came from. Greets you with is a little bit like more chill way of saying like, oh, this wine greets you with notes of X, Y, and Z. If it hits you in the face, it's like, holy crap, I smell this and I'm really like getting whatever I have here, like lemons and limes, green bell pepper, like smacked at you. You can't miss it.
A microphone on a stand, and then there's the spotlight in the background that's kind of like a sun, but it's a spotlight. And what kind of pose did you strike? Because I'm sure you had different poses. This one is kind of a, what do you call it? A dab pose.
It does kind of look like a dance move now that you say that. I think I was trying to do like, you know, like having your hands blocking your face, like protecting yourself from all this stuff that's being launched at you.
But all of these things are based off a Sauvignon Blanc, or how do you say it with your French accent?
Sauvignon Blanc. Sauvignon Blanc. Savvy B?
Yeah, that's the Boston version, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So as we wrap things up here, so those who are listening now, thinking about the book and thinking about their friends or for themselves, who are you targeting this at? You're saying, hey, this is for who? X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a book probably more geared towards people who are newer into wine appreciators, but feeling, you know, they want to kind of maybe take it to the next level in terms of like learning, or it could just be a fun. I mean, I think when I originally envisioned it, it was I just said coffee table book. It's not that size, but like something that you could just kind of like flip through or have as a companion to when you're drinking wine, and just something that's fun and exciting to look at. And if you learn a little bit in the process, that's great. So I think there's a lot of like 101 kind of information, but I think that some like professionals could see it and recognize themselves in the language, and, you know, hopefully like have a little like chuckle to yourself about the way that you talk about wine when you're at work. And yeah, I think it's just a great gift for people that love wine and want to have wine, and a wine book that doesn't feel like a textbook.
Do you want to verbally give the, I know you've got an acknowledgement section in the book, but, you know, it's the wild, wild west in the podcasting world. We can do anything we want. So, and it's great to, for people to hear their own name and acknowledge some people.
Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, my parents, mom, my aunt, they're like incredibly, incredibly supportive. My in-laws also too, who've already bought so many books and promoted it. I had incredible publishers. Like I said, like I really wanted to do this book for a long time, and it took the right people all these years later to really like see the vision, and wine books are not something people like to take a gamble on. So I'm super grateful to them, to my friends that read it. Oh my God, like Annie, Jess, Laura, and of course my husband, like truly he held me together while I was doing this and rejecting wanting to do it at times because, like I said, I was pregnant, and he's just my biggest advocate. So thank you to him.
When people help you promote different things, like I'll have my friends promoting, you know, try to spread the word on my podcast. And sometimes when I'm with them, it can get rather embarrassing where it's like, oh my gosh, not now. Have your in-laws done that where you're standing in line?
Oh yeah, they've done that. My mom does that all the time. Like literally her like local wine shop here, which is awesome. But she's always like, oh, my daughter like recommended this. Oh, you know, my daughter is a som. Oh, she has a book, you know, which is amazing. You know, it's amazing. If my daughter ends up doing whatever she ends up doing, I'm going to be promoting the heck out of her too. So no, it's incredible to have such like supportive family and friends.
Is she bringing along a piece of paper or some 8x10 glossy photos, headshots? And Harry, do you want an autograph picture?
No, but she is, you know, I think she's like gotten this like charity she works with for like in her town when they have like an event. She's like gotten my drawings and my book to be part of the silent auction. So she's out there working the street. I really appreciate it. It's been so fun to be here. And thanks for what you do for like spreading the word of making wine a good time and getting people to enjoy it more. So you can find me on Instagram at @FreshCutGardenHose. I have a website where I sell prints of my drawings and do custom prints. That's fcghstudio.com. And then you can buy the book hopefully everywhere. Definitely Amazon, local bookshops, Barnes & Noble. If you're looking to see where the book is sold, I think you can go to simonandschuster.com, type in how to sound wine smart, and that should direct you to all the different resources to find the book. Thank you so much. Have a great one.